Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayit, Masechtas Tmura, Perik Hei, Mishnah Dalet. Herezu Tmuras Oyla, Tmuras Shlomim, the Batanura says not to be Geiris Devav. So the Halach is Herezu Tmuras Oyla, Divir Reb Meir, Zehalt Reb Meir. So what happened over here? This person takes a chulin animal and he says, this animal is a Tmura, it's a substitute for an Oyla, a Tmura for a Shlomim. And the Mishnah is talking about a case where he had two korbanos in front of him, an oila and a shlamim. So try to picture this. There's a korban oila, there's a korban shlamim. He takes a third chulin animal, and he says there should be a tmura for the oila, tmura for the shlamim. Which one is it? Sakta Mishnah rezu tmuras oila. Because that's what he said first. Divei Reb Meir. And we already explained. Reb Meir holds toughest lashon rishayin. And here too, Reb Yossi argues what he argued in the previous Mishnah. If this person to start with, this was his plan. In other words, he wanted to start with to say that this chulin animal should be both a tmura for a carbon oila and a tmura for a carbon shlamin. But of course, he had to say one before the other one because you can't say both at the same time. Because it's impossible to say two things at the same time. He couldn't say oil and shlomim at the same time. One had to be before the other one, but his intention was for both. So dvarav kayomin. There's a keem to what he says. His words stand. And this chulin animal that stood besides the oil and the shlomim indeed becomes a tmura for both the oil and the shlomim. Now, practically, what do you do with an animal that's half an oil and half a shlomim? The halachas of being makriv oil are very different than the halachas of being makriv shlamim. So we know you can't be makriv, it explains the batanura. But what's going to happen is yiro ad sheyistavu. That means that the animal is left to graze until it gets a mum by its own. Most of the time, sooner or later, that's what's going to happen. And then it's sold. And the money is used to buy two animals, probably two smaller animals, because you have the amount that you sold for this animal to buy two other animals. But lemaisa, out of those two other animals, one is going to be an oila, and the other is going to be a shlamim. But, says Rabbi Yaisi, if he didn't mean for the kiddush of both to be chal, to start with, the if, continues Rabbi Yaisi, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, if lechatchile's kavana was not to make the animal a tmura for a shlamim, he just said, Tmuras Oila. And then Imlach, he changed his mind. Tmuras Shlamim. No, you can't change it. Harezu Tmuras Oila. It's only a Tmura for an Oila, not a Tmura for a Shlamim. If Lechatchila, his plan was just the Oila, it took effect right away, even according to Reb Yaisi. And once the animal becomes a Tmura for an Oila, you can no longer change it. Or even, in this case, it would have been part this, part that, but you can't change anything to somehow convert an oila or part of an oila to become a carbon shlamim. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, Masechtas Tmura, Perikei Mishnah Dalid. Somebody says about a behemas chulin, rezu tmuras oila and tmuras shlamim. Says Reb Meir, tafis lashon rishon. What he said first is what's going to happen. He said oila first, so it's an oila. Now again, this, according to Reb Meir, is true even if he had in mind to say shlamim afterwards. He just couldn't say two things at the same time. It doesn't make a difference. According to Reb Meir, once he says oila, the oila is chal, there's no longer any room for shlamim to be chal. Reb Yaisi says it depends what he had in mind. If his kavana lechatchila was to say both, so of course he had to say one before the other one. You can't say two things at the same time. Lemaisa, they're both chal. It's a tmura for both an oila and a shlamim. We're going to have to wait for it to get a mum, sell it, and buy both karbonais. Because it can't be makriv a carbon, both as an oila or a shlamim. But the kiddush of oila and shlamim is on it. However, if he first said tmuras oila, thinking only oila, and then he quickly changed his mind to say shlamim, too late. Even according to Rabbi Yaisi, once the kiddush of oila is chal, you can't change anything of this animal to a shlamim.